Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, and Ben Reichley.
Good morning, Central Susquehanna Valley. You are listening to On the Mark, and yes, I am Ben Reichley, and I'm not sure who else was supposed to be on, but we do have a co-host I will introduce to you very shortly, a guest co-host. I think... Chris, here's what we're doing. We're doing we're pulling the playbook out of a talk show that used to, I believe they called it Open Phones Friday. So now we're going to Open Co-Hosts Friday. So with us across from me is Chris Schell, better known to you listeners of On the Mark as Chris from Milton. Chris, welcome.
Thank you.
And, of course, you're sitting on the one side. Now you know how complicated. Now you know how many balls we juggle over here.
I don't have much to juggle, luckily, but I'm amazed you can think and talk and do all that stuff semi at the same time. I almost forgive you for anything silly you've said.
Very kind of you. But Chris from Milton, we will get into this. We'll do a quick bio. But On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. If you need motorized transportation, and even if you need battery transportation, or you need hybrids, Sunbury Motor Company has that for you. 4th Street in Sunbury, you'll see the Fords, you'll see the Hyundais, you'll see big trucks, you'll have service, you'll have support, you can get detailed, you can get a cup of coffee while you wait to get your car serviced, and over at Kia, you can see Austin and the crew over there, and I believe the Kia Telluride is Mark's new favorite SUV, but the Kia dealership in the old Biff Burger location. If folks remember the Biff Burger, one of the best restaurants that people might not realize if you're under 40, maybe even under 50. But Sunbury Motor Company, go on their website, pick your car. And again, if you need transportation of any kind, you can go to Sunbury Motor Company. And also, we'll talk about this in detail, the deal still exists, Chris. If you go and you test drive a car at the Sunbury Motor Company, being on 4th Street or the Kia dealership, you test drive a car and you buy it within 48 hours, you get your choice of lunch at Penn's Tavern or lunch at the Sunbury Sub Shop.
They won't give you a Biff Burger?
Well, they might have the sauce, maybe, that they can get it to you. But Sunbury Motor Company. Chris, give us a bio of yourself so that people know you. I mean, Chris from Milton is pretty generic. And one thing, though, I want to start off with, sunrise. The sun rises in the east and sets in the west, correct?
I guess so.
Okay, so we've agreed.
Last I know.
We've agreed with something right off the bat. But give us a bio from you. I know you have local roots, but you migrated west from New Jersey.
Yeah, I went to high school in New Jersey and Bucknell, and then Minnesota. I was born in Washington, D.C., actually.
Mm-hmm. Spent time in the Twin Cities in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Okay.
And was in Detroit briefly also for a year or two, and my dad was at Ford Motor Company. Did a little teaching and sort of resigned from that and other things and became a mailman eventually. And was the mailman in Lewisburg for 30 years.
You get to know your clientele fairly well?
I'm on the government dole and the government retirement plan and all that stuff.
So not cradle to grave, but after teaching to retirement, though, the government, after your time with the Postal Service.
Well, the Postal Service is semi-government, semi-private, they call it.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Well, quite
quasi-private.
Quite interesting.
It's really you're a civil servant worker, though.
Yeah. As we have agreed on the sunrise and the sunset, but we also have we share some misery together so far during the baseball season, since the St. Louis Cardinals have soiled themselves for most of the seasons. I'll say that politely.
They don't do it very often. I'll say they've been a pretty exciting team to root for most of my life.
Well, they have been, but I hope they remove.
I started with Stan Musial in the crowd, you know.
Okay, you started earlier than I did, because Lou Brock and Bob Gibson and Kurt Flood
those
were the
are
guys
good years
when I was
too.
There. Well, I would say that hopefully somebody removes their head from some posterior parts and they play better baseball. But On the Mark, brought to you by Sunbury Motor Company, we're going to go to the first caller. And Chris, if you listen to the show, you realize that Stan usually gets out of the blocks first on the Mark.
I said I was full of dung yesterday.
Oh, really? Oh,
yep.
Sort of polite
way to put
it. He
got me down.
Okay, well, let's see. let's see what happens here. Stan, you are on the mark.
Good morning. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Yesterday they announced that the sub that went down imploded and they found a debris field. I'm not sure how they found that. I'm assuming with some remote vehicles that could go down there and search that stuff.
Well, I don't think it was a sub. I think it was a submersible, which basically I think I'd be a little concerned if I was going down the Chesapeake Bay in it.
Well, it is a sub, because submersible has sub at the beginning, so we won't get into that, because it doesn't matter. They're imploded, exploded, whatever happened, and unfortunately all five of the people that were on board died. So they took the risk and they paid the ultimate price for that. But and the way it sounds, the information that's coming out, is that the Navy heard the noise. They suspect it was because of their acoustic instruments that they have across the ocean searching for subs. They knew about it probably on Sunday is what they're thinking. But for whatever reason, they were looking to make sure they were looking for a debris field, and they found it. So they announced it yesterday. The same time that the House Republicans are announcing that they have another whistleblower, an IRS whistleblower this time, that is claiming that the DOJ refused to give them the warrants and stuff that they requested to search the Biden residence that Hunter was staying at, a guest house.
Stand to say that that's two whistleblowers. It's not just one.
Oh,
it's
it was
two.
I heard one, but okay. Yeah. The more the merrier. They weren't getting. They were requesting warrants to get out in California to search residents that Hunter had stayed at, and in Delaware, the guest house, one of Joe's guest houses that evidently Hunter was spending time in, and there was information. And, that all just kind of got washed away because, more important things. We had five people die in a sub that went looking at the Titanic, at their own risk.
Are you implying that the media is selective on what they report and when they report it?
No, I would never, never, ever say that. That's what the tinfoil hat wearing people are saying.
Okay.
That's what's being put out there. And it is, suspicious and convenient at the same time, I guess, for, the news media.
Well,
they made the announcement, they also say that there's a text message that Hunter sent over the WhatsApp app. I don't know if you know what that is. It's a messaging app.
Yes.
That to one of his Chi-Com business partners, demanding payment for whatever they did, with Joe sitting right next to him, waiting to hear from him. And he was basically threatening them that if we don't hear from you soon, like tonight, then the man that's sitting beside me will use all his power, which it was in 2017, so I don't know how much power Joe had, but I'm sure he had friends in high places to, bring the hammer down on him.
Well, I think I'm paraphrasing it, but he can be very vengeful or revenge, or you don't know what you're getting into. If you irritate me, I'm going to irritate you times 10. And
was Hunter saying that he basically holds a grudge.
I find that hard to believe. So one of the things about this, too, and Chris, jump in, but one of the things about what's interesting is they'll compare this to other presidents, and particularly the Trump folks. Well, the Trump folks were in the hospitality business and did things. The Biden family basically it has taken the book out of the organized crime playbook, taking a page out of it, and says, okay, we don't add any value per se. We don't own anything, make anything, do anything. We just influence. So they are probably one of the original, but many of the political families who influence things. Chris?
Well, I'm not sure what that even means, but I'd wait until somebody actually shows up this time. The Jordan's been running a pretty inept committee. They can't find witnesses. They can't find papers. They don't say what they're supposed to say.
Jim Jordan,
yeah. Okay. And we'll see whether this one, anybody actually shows up and testifies.
Well, the people, the witnesses, do seem to fear for their life.
No, they don't.
Yeah, you're in their brain, and you can tell that they
you
don't
are,
fear for
apparently
their life.
You are. I'm in their brain as
I'm
much
not,
as you
I,
are, I think.
Their words, not mine.
Okay. Hey,
they have said that. They have been harassed. The FBI whistleblowers that were in front of the committee basically said they are harassed and potentially feared for their lives.
Yeah, there was reports on intimidation, witness intimidation,
and
practices.
Some of those weren't official whistleblowers. They were whistleblowers in the generic sense, so to speak.
Okay,
I'll say this: so there's official and generic. They did go up the chain and try to do what needed to be done for the whistleblower, but the upper echelon shot them down and basically told them to take a hike and basically harassed them out of the FBI. So that's a whole other story.
And that's their story.
Yeah,
yes,
they did have a witness in front of Jordan the other day. His name was John Durham. And he laid out, he didn't go far enough, I don't think. But basically the FBI, the upper echelon, Comey to start, had a memo. They had a memo that somebody, they had put together saying that all the crap for the Trump-Russia thing was started and paid for by the Clinton campaign, but they neglected... Comey neglected to give that to his investigators when they filled out the FISA applications to spy on Trump's campaign.
Yeah, there's many.
So they didn't have all the information.
And it wasn't started by the Clintons. It was started by a Republican newspaper.
No. I know this for a fact.
No,
it was started through the Clinton campaign.
Her people were the ones doing it.
No, that doesn't fly.
I think you're mistaken on that.
Please give me that.
They got it after the primaries, and it was a Republican newspaper.
It was started by Hillary Clinton through the law firms and through the law firms. Chris, sorry about that. That's not going to fly.
They took Hillary took it over.
That would be like the Trump and the birther thing. The thing that Hillary started when she was running against Obama in 08.
Yeah, Hillary did start the birther stuff.
Yes, she did.
So that's it.
But she didn't push it. She said it about once or twice and then dropped it.
Okay, so so what? You're in a crowded theater and you only holler fire once or twice. That doesn't create a problem.
Let me ask you a question, Stan. Do you believe that Trump actually did any investigation and had hired a detective in Hawaii and they were finding really interesting stuff? Do you believe any of that?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
No, this is the Trump scenario.
Did he hire an investigator? I hadn't heard that. I don't know.
That's what Trump claimed. Yeah. I think it was all lies. I think it was pretty clearly lies myself. So I'm asking you.
Has put out claims that Obama wasn't necessarily born yet. But, hey, here's the way I look at Obama and his birthright. He was born to an American mother, correct?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay, so right there, in my opinion,
he's an American.
He was born in as American. That's all I need to know. His mother was an American.
Yes.
Okay, so
but they were
I
saying he wasn't born he wasn't born in Hawaii as well. That was part of the conspiracy.
But he was still born an American. See, and that's where John McCain wasn't born in America, was he?
No,
he was
born
in Panama, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't stop him. So that whole thing was a pile of crap that Hillary started, and
Trump wrote into getting the primary, being chosen in the primary. He pushed that for months.
Stan,
yeah, okay.
we're gonna take a break here, but appreciate starting us out of the gate, and also too, just real quick. Go online somewhere. I think Fox Business had it. I thought Wall Street Journal had it. The gentleman, gun dealer out in Montana, who had 20-some IRS agents with guns show up at his place, I think a couple weeks ago. Very interesting story. I wish I could remember the gentleman's name and his gun shop in Montana. But if folks can go online and look at that, they'll tell you what the IRS is up to and what the government is up to. But, Stan, have a good weekend. Appreciate the call.
All right. And remember, don't go on a sub to the Titanic. Have a great day.
A good Titan went down.
Or I would say, don't go on a submersible either. So we're going to take a break. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. We will be back. I am Ben Reichle. Across from me is Chris from Milton, also known as Chris Schell. You are listening to WKOK Sunbury.
Another one. There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Welcome back. You're listening On the Mark, WKOK. I'm Ben Reichle. Across from me, Chris Schell, better known to the listeners and the folks here as Chris from Milton. But, Chris, any topic you want to open up, and then we'll see what happens next
time.
Well,
one thing about the submersible, the Navy, I was thinking that the Navy has a whole ocean bugged, apparently, looking for subs. And how fine a system it is might be a secret. And I was wondering whether it was in Joe's garage or Trump's bathroom.
Well, it could be either one. But, Hunt for Red October, you saw what they put down. So the Navy probably didn't want to release this, or maybe the CIA didn't want to release this information.
They didn't really want to release it because it would discourage people from looking until they actually had the proof that they were dead. They didn't want to discourage people who were, searching.
The report is that they were somewhat above the Titanic, 1,600 feet, maybe east or however you were going to say, and it imploded and everything went to the bottom.
Yep.
And people are saying that, if it implodes, there's nanoseconds. So nobody knew the implosion. But when they show this submersible, like I said, I wouldn't think, I don't know if I would go down in a pond, because they had a controller that looked like something out of somebody's game room. And
it was off the shelf, game control for a computer game.
I hope they had two of them if one went down.
Well, I guess. How many successful trips did they
number to the Titanic. Now they say in 20 years the Titanic might not be there because it's going to deteriorate. But what's interesting, talking to some experts, is the porcelain, the bath fixtures, the dishes, the teacups, and that do not take on barnacles, so they're pristine down there. So I'm imagining that why some of that hasn't been brought up more often. But on the other hand, people have gone into space and died. People have gone on different adventures.
And speaking of the ocean, it seems to be going up in temperature very fast. For all you climate change deniers out there.
Well, I think there's climate change deniers and climate change questioners, and I would say one of them is probably your friend Greta. Greta, is it pronounced Thornburg?
Thornburg.
She's having a tough time because 5 years ago, I think yesterday, when she predicted 5 years ago that we were going to be in heap big trouble, according to the Cowies Indians on F Troop, heap big trouble because the Earth was. Now, I think also, too, Al Gore spoke about we weren't going to be around after 2013. We're still here. We'll see how fast the ocean is.
I think he put some conditions on that that are very rarely mentioned, by the way.
Please give me one. Please give me one.
If
this doesn't happen, I'll turn back my $40 million.
If this rate, if it continues at the rate of the jump of the year he was talking about, mm-hmm. continues consistently growing that way, then...
Okay, and China and India have consistently been polluting more than they were when Al did his movies. Polar bears are not extinct yet. There is ice in certain areas. There's less ice in areas. But, climate change has been happening since day two of the Earth.
Oh, well,
weather happens daily. Climate change happens, what, weekly or monthly or yearly? So,
decade by decade.
When you say climate deniers.
And 100-year, century by century.
I would say it would be interesting to see if you question, just like now, if you question gender, if you question race, all of a sudden, you are whatever. So if you question climate information, you're a climate denier, or is it good to question? Now, let's go back.
No, it's good to question. Science welcomes questions.
Okay. So in the 60s, in your college years, you most likely protested something, correct?
Yes.
So you protested against, let's say, the man, meaning the government.
The Vietnam War.
The Vietnam War.
Let's be specific.
But government, too. Government's involvement in it?
Government's involvement, how wars get decided, how they're run, and what they're for.
So would you say Dwight Eisenhower made a very, very foreshadowing comment when he said, beware of the military complex?
Military-industrial complex, correct.
Beware of that?
Yes. And I think that's still true today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gotten worse, probably.
Could you include Big Pharma in that complex?
Oh, certainly. And you're talking about two-tiered justice system.
Mm-hmm. Justice in
look
that?
At what happened to the owners of whichever chemical companies did fentanyl.
Oh, the folks in
yes.
the family in Ohio?
They got big fines, but not near what they made profits on, and they avoided all jail time.
They did. Let's go to the phones, and Van, you're on the mark. You have 2 minutes. We're up against the 9 o'clock hour, and you can come back, but go ahead.
I just wanted to call in about a documentary I saw last night by Matt Walsh. I don't know if you saw it or not. It's entitled, What is a Woman? Did you see that documentary?
No, but I thought he had a book out. It's not a book. It's a documentary?
Yeah, he has a documentary.
Okay, Matt Walsh out of California, I believe.
Yeah, he has a podcast with the Daily Wire, I believe.
Okay.
But it's just astounding. I mean, we're in the month, I call this month June, and the woke people call it Pride Month. And it's to the point now in America, and this has happened in Canada, where in Canada you are not allowed to mispronoun a person, or you can be fined up to $30,000 if you mispronoun a person. And our freedom of speech is being taken away here in America as well, because, you know, this whole agenda of the left with, you know, you can't say anything against these people. Teachers have lost their jobs because they mispronounced a student. So I just wonder what your thoughts are about that.
You're saying teachers have lost their jobs because they've mispronounced students?
Yes.
I do recall a college professor being involved.
There was a high school that one of the teachers there had the student a year prior, and whatever gender they were that they were born with, the following year they had gone through I don't think they actually had the surgery, but they were going through the beginning stages where they had their name changed, and now they wanted to be pronoun, you know, with a different pronoun, which I don't really understand, because if I'm talking directly to somebody, I'm not going to, you know, if I'm talking to you, Ben, I'm going to say Ben. I'm not going to say he or his when I talk directly to you. So I don't even understand that the, you know, the thing where they
have. Yeah, I would say, too, it's foreign. It's foreign to me. I, you know, I'll be down in D.C. or I was down in Harrisburg this week and even last week on some things and was with some committee people. And I, you know, it's, I don't want to say it's Greek to me. I'm not there to he, she, I, you know, I'm they. I don't know what they're asking to use. Chris, do you know what they're asking to use?
Well, I know what they're asking to use. Excuse me.
They're
asking how they should be addressed as he did it, they did it, you.
When you're destroying the language. If I say you refer to me as they and them, that goes against our English language. It's so crazy, but I would highly recommend you watch this. It's on Rumble. You can see it on Rumble. What is a woman? You can also just go online and Google it. There's other places they have it. Where you can
check. Okay, Van, we appreciate it. And Matt Walsh's document, What is a Woman? We're going to break. Chris, we got a half hour in the can.
Well,
so we'll get another hour now. But you are listening to On the Mark. Phone number 570-743-9565. And you're listening to WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Ben Reichle.
Good morning, Central Susquehanna Valley. I am Ben Reichle. You're listening to On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Across from me is Chris from Milton, better known to the listeners of the show, but Chris Schell. Chris, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
First half hour went pretty smooth.
Well, except for my lip smackings in the sound,
that's okay.
I guess.
I thought it was the...
practice makes perfect, or at least better, I hope.
Yeah, I thought it was the tobacco you had there.
Yeah, that's
real men. Real men chew and don't spit, so that's good. But Sunbury Motor Company bringing you On the Mark, and we're going to go to a little news. But join us at onthemark@wkok.com. You can email us or... 570-743-9565.
Hey, buddy.
Into the news, Mark.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We do have some news headlines. A former pastor at Snyder County Church has been charged with sexually assaulting three young girls in Schuylkill County. According to West Penn Township Police in Schuylkill County, 46-year-old Marvin Mosley of Milroy, PA, sexually assaulted three girls over a 15-year span. Court records indicate he was a pastor at God's Missionary Church in Penn's Creek, Snyder County, in 2004 when the alleged abuse began. As stated in court documents, April 27th of this year, the victim told police she and two other females had been assaulted by Mosley. He's facing a series of indecent assault and corruption of minor charges. Bail set at $100,000. A group of House Democrats and Republicans is launching a rebranded caucus in Harrisburg focusing on bipartisan cooperation.
The so-called Meet Me in the Middle caucus is chaired by Democratic Representative Stephen Kinsey of Philadelphia and Republican Representative Jamie Flick of Lycoming County. The group includes 27 Democrats and 15 Republicans. The caucus was initially created in December 2020. Democrats in the House currently have a one-seat majority, so caucus supporters say bipartisanship is extremely important in getting bills passed. Mark Sims, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
And that's not all that happened in Harrisburg lately. WHTM is reporting that former presidential candidate Andrew Yang was at the state capitol Wednesday. That's when Ben was there. He's promoting the Forward Party. It's not a real party, but more of a mission. They say the goal is to respect and show grace for political opponents while putting aside party politics for the good of actual people. A bipartisan group of state lawmakers lawmakers signed on, including Lehigh Valley Democratic Senator Lisa Boscoli, who said, quote, we can solve big problems or major policy because, or check that, we can't solve big problems or major policy issues because we are electing people who are beholden to the party ideals and less worried about finding the middle ground, unquote, she said. The party got its name because it doesn't want to move left or right, but rather move forward. It supports measures that promote bipartisanship, like open primaries, which are being pretty aggressively debated. There, it's on the docket every day in Harrisburg. Yeah, of course, the news media doesn't cover it. But
They try to. I remember, if you're on Service Electric up in this area, for some reason, Service Electric cannot come to agreement with any of the Harrisburg stations, so you get diluted information from the Wilkes-Barre group. So,
right. You can watch WHTM on their live stream on their website.
You can watch on the website if you choose to, but if you would like to just turn your TV on as it used to be and watch some news out of Harrisburg, you can't. So you can't see Dennis Owens. You can't see those people. But, yeah, open primaries, to me, make little to no sense. I've not heard a compelling argument, except it's fair, and it's fair to who? So, again, how about open membership?
Well, it lets people participate. It lets all citizens participate in the selection of our candidates.
Get your independent party, get your Green Party, get your other parties, and make your party, and then come to the party.
How about if we just let people vote?
Well, you can vote, but how can you vote for somebody else? So you're a member of the Elks. You're a member of the VFW. You're a member of a fire company.
This isn't a social club. This is the USA.
Okay. But then you can just come into the party?
Okay.
I mean, anyway.
Chris, what's your view on open primaries?
Well, if the parties want to pay for it themselves, and they can make the rules.
That's fair enough.
But if they're not paying for it themselves, which I think is the current case, and then somebody else gets to make the rules.
Well, that's more than fair. If the parties need to step up, and then all parties. But my point being that what this will do for open primaries, particularly Republican, Democratic primaries, it's just ripe for how much more uncertainty do you want to have. So you can stack a primary. You can be a Democrat and come and vote for a Republican. Republicans can vote for Democrats. If somebody can give me some true value added, Mark saying it allows people to vote, register to vote. Independents, these people want to be independents. I mean, you got independents. 20% of the independent people think they're above everybody, so they're independent. 80% are frustrated with parties. But the other part, though, Chris, is form your own party, form the independent party, and bring something better to the election.
Yeah, the whole point is you really aren't a Republican just because you register Republican or a Democrat because you register a Democrat. They don't check on your beliefs when you register. You're just saying which primary you want to vote in.
Well, you probably support some of the planks in the foundation of your party and your platform, meaning that Republicans seem to be pro-business, pro-workers. Democrats seem to be pro-workers, and they like business because it employs people. Democrats seem to like the social scenarios. Republicans seem to say social scenarios are good, but we can't hand you cradle to grave. You have to have some accountability yourself. So people join a party for a reason. You join a club. You join a organization for a reason.
Well, the main reason is to vote, and you can sign up for which one you want to vote for very easily, and there's no conditions to it. So right now you can decide that it's more important to vote against somebody in one party than vote for somebody in another party. So you're voting in the opposite party.
If you have open primaries, why have parties? Then just put the candidates. Like in California, the top five get into the general election, or top two get into the general election. Why have a party then if it's open?
Well, it doesn't change what a party is at all.
Well, it certainly does. To me, it looks like it dilutes either party. So you could get a number of people who say, listen, we want this Democrat in because they're not very strong. Let's vote for them in the primary, get them in, then they'll run the general. So, again, open. If somebody can bring some compelling, except it allows people to vote.
And And you can do that now. All you have to do is sign up for the party where you want to vote against somebody.
Which means you have to do something. Getting people registered to vote is a hurdle. Getting people to change their registration to vote, then rechange it to vote again. Like I said, I believe it's Panaceria. I think it's in Marktopia where you have open primaries.
I'm glad you agree now that having people to have to re-register to vote and get ID to vote is a hindrance to voting.
No, it's not a hindrance. people should have some skin in the game. Dan, you're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, thanks for taking my call. You guys were talking about global climate change. You know, man-made climate change virtually don't exist. Yes, there's been climate change ever since the beginning of time. Remember the Noahic flood? That changed everything in the whole world. And there's plenty of scientists back up what I say. Yeah, man-made climate change, fossil fuels, might contribute 1%. Virtually nothing. The main controller is the sun. So climate change, as the left uses it, is to get control of the masses so they can control the agenda. That's what climate change comes down to. As long as there's an earth here, the climate will change, but it will not destroy the earth or anything like till the maker is ready to have a change, then it will change. So take my word, global climate change the left uses for the Green New Deal, which is control for the masses.
So, Dan, you don't believe there's more carbon dioxide in the air from human burning of fossil fuels?
A little bit. Like they say, about 1 to 2% at the very most. And that's beneficial because the plants love that and they grow better. So we're producing more crops now than we ever did. And you know, even some farmers even here are paid not to grow crops. And we could feed the world if we wanted to.
So deforestation also doesn't cause any change in climate?
Very little.
Yeah, it's minimal.
Very little. We get most of our oxygen from the plant on the ocean.
Well, that kind of thing.
We get a little from the forest, but in the wintertime, you know, in here where we live in central PA, we're getting plenty of oxygen, and there's no green forest, so we're getting it blowing in the ocean.
And one thing, Dan, people might not realize is the largest polluter of the earth is the earth itself. The natural oil leaks and the ocean floors, when a volcano erupts, there are more fluorocarbons in the air than you could over 20 years of industrial use. Man has, and that's it, man has a very small effect, but it's noticed because we are man. You know, we are human beings. But the other part is it's to control what's going on in Africa, control and look at the policies and look at the people who've made tens of millions of dollars over the climate change industry, and they've worked it. And again, you know, poor Greta is a pawn, and she's been put out. You got Al Gore scenario. You got the college university over in England that their information was skewed. You got the United Nations. Folks, I'll tell you, if you trust the United Nations, good luck, because the United Nations is about anti-America as you can get, and we pay the bill, so we're the fools there. So, Chris?
So the scientists are making up this stuff about how warm the ocean's been getting lately?
You look at the scientific information and look at the peer reviews, and there's questions. And look at the scientists who questioned climate change who've been blackballed. So they're not bringing everything to the table and discussing it. What they're doing is they're trying to control, and the media is complicit in it. And just look at the United Nations Climate Control Council and look how partisan that is. And it's part of it is anti-capitalism, and part of it is controlling capitalism. And, Chris, who are the two largest countries, who are the two largest polluters in this world right now?
Oh, I imagine China and us.
No, China and India. And China's doing nothing but lip service in saying that they're going to control that. Dan, we'll give you the last word. We got another caller.
Yeah, but you're right, Ben. It's control of the masses, and that's to control mostly the United States. They want to put us under a socialist system where Biden has control. The Biden administration, the left, wants to control us, and that's why this is all about. They don't even care about China. They're allowed to pollute all they want. It's us that they want to control right here.
Part of it is the control, but look what happened when they tested the COVID control, how government controlled you and how you walk into a restaurant or a bar and you couldn't have a drink unless you bought a dollar worth of food or a hot dog and a chips. So a hot dog and chips were going to help you prevent COVID. So, Dan, thanks for calling, and we got another caller.
Good talking with you guys. You guys have a great day.
Okay, you too. We got a caller coming up. If you can hold, we're going to take a break. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Get down to 4th Street in Sunbury or over to 1115 for the Kia store and ask them if you buy test drive and buy a car, you get lunch either at Penn's Tavern or the Sunbury Sub Shop. Talk to Jeff Clock about that. We will be back. Join us at 570-743-9565 or email us at onthemark.com.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door, and some things that don't. Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
Okay, we are back on the Mark, and Chris and I are a little perplexed on how the milkshake brings the boys to the yard. But you know what?
They like best, ice cream.
I guess. But the best milkshake I've seen is the $5 milkshake on Pulp Fiction. So you're listening On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. And Joe, you're on the mark.
All right. So you get a heads up from your screener what I wanted to talk about, right?
You wanted to talk about the economic advancements in Romania?
That's funny. But just for Chris, because he's on as a caller a lot now, you know, you kind of have a conversation with him. But the one thing that would help me to understand Chris and some of his calls is I'm asking, like, his religious belief, if he is an atheist, because it's been talked about, but I don't know if he's ever said if he's an atheist. But in his own words, for me, it would help me out. Describe that for me.
Well, I do play an atheist on the radio.
Right. Well, All right. Well, if you be a little more direct, it's a kind of a serious question. That's a funny thing, or a side joke that people use.
But in terms of the Christian God, I do not believe in the Christian God. I do not believe that there is a God who's both all-powerful and all-knowing.
Okay, I mean, that, you know, that's good. That really does
empty,
help
though.
Me, you know, see where why we have a kind of a different basis for our morality. You know, that's, and you're entitled to yours at this point. I don't know if you ever were, but I think you're probably close to my age and that. So, yeah, that's basically all I wanted to know is, but other than that, there's nothing. When Ben and you were talking about the, cross voting or that, we've talked about it before, and I parrot the same thing that Ben says, so Ben and I agreed on that, but other than that, I don't want to have to go through all that, so I'll let you get to some other callers. You
okay.
can answer my question.
Okay.
Or
thanks,
if you have
Joe.
Anything to ask me, go ahead.
That's fine. Thanks, Joe. Have a good weekend. We are going to go to Bob and Paxinus, but you did say your spiritual bucket is full, correct?
Full by my measure,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, good, okay. I sort of remember some friends of mine who became very spiritual while they were in the desert, and I think it was peyote, but they became...
That always helped.
They become spiritual in their own way, which we all should be spiritual in our own way, and I guess that, as you said, can always help. Bob, you're on the mark.
Yeah, good morning. I just want to say, you know... when it comes to Democrats and Republicans, why there's differences is it's because of the powers of the federal government to control things because both sides disagreed. So that's why we have a Republican side and a Democratic side. And the independents, if they want to register or be able to vote in the primaries, then they need to go either left or right. That's just how it works.
Well, they can form their own party. You can have the independent party.
Yeah, but they're not allowed to vote in the general election.
Well, yes, they would be if they
general
had their own
election,
party.
Yes.
I mean,
well,
if they start their own
is
party.
It that they can't vote
no,
in?
No, primary.
Primary.
If you have your own party, the Green Party, the Communist Party, the Whigs, whomever, you can vote. You have to have a party. Independents want to be all things to all people, and they're nothing to nobody. In my mind, it's no disrespect. But so why would you want to influence the Democratic primary or the Republican primary? Form your own. Now, I will say this. Right now, independents can get on the ballot, but the bar's higher. The bar should be even, maybe a little higher for some of the groups that just form, you know, the chicken leg party might need, 10% more than regular party. There has to be some criteria to get on the ballot and have a legitimate party, however you want to define that. But right now, just to have an open primary, why even have parties? You're just voting for people.
Well, because... Well, this is just how it works.
Well, obviously it's not working.
Hillary in Russia, did she break the U.S. law, whatever she did with Russia?
Who? Christy or Brian?
Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton? Well, Hillary Clinton personally broke laws, but on the other hand, how did Trump break a law?
He broke the U.S. law asking Russia for her emails.
I don't think he... asked for the emails. I think he asked the FBI
he
to go find them.
Can you find how many thousand emails from Hillary Clinton?
It's 30,000 emails that she destroyed. Well, how did that break the law?
Look it up.
No, I'm not looking it up. You tell me. You've made the statement. You tell me how she broke the law, or he broke the law. Now, if you can't tell me, then don't.
It is collusion with Russia, though.
Let me get back on my phone.
Well, if you don't have, if you want to put that out, tell us. That's no problem. But don't say look it up. You look it up. Email us and let us know.
Public request for Russian help in Hillary Clinton's emails was a violation of U.S. law. There are ways to hold him accountable.
Okay, then why was he prosecuted?
He's still going to be prosecuted eventually.
Well, he wasn't prosecuted for that.
How can you make a claim that Earth is the biggest polluter?
Because I will say that. Look that up, and I will look it up for you and bring it next Friday. I don't think I'm on Friday. But because if you look at the oil that comes naturally through the ocean surface. If you look at the volcanoes, look at the fluorocarbons a volcano puts in there, that is factual information that you can look up and find out. The Earth is the largest polluter, and the caller before talked about the number one climate controller is something called the sun. So, yes, I feel very confident in saying that information, and I will have that documented, I think, in July when we're on.
Volcanoes do cause
a lot
cold
of
winters from
time
to time.
Well, yeah, that's natural. That's a natural thing. Well,
but I don't think natural oil spills kill fish at the rate, say, that Exxon does in a concentration.
No, not in the concentration, an Exxon spill happens in this area. The natural oil spills have been happening for centuries and centuries and centuries. Bob, thanks for calling. We're going to go to a quick... No, I'm sorry. We're going to go to Lance. Lance, you're going to be on the mark here. Sorry. But, Chris, to your point, a concentrated pollution like what's Three Mile Island sort of was, but a Chernobyl, a Exxon Valdez, an oil spill, Santa Barbara oil spill, which was a single tanker, I think Panamanian single tanker. I could be wrong on what flag was on that ship. But now they've gone to double and triple hauls. But the Earth itself pollutes itself at a higher rate than man could ever could.
But the effects of the pollution are more intense for man by the human spills.
But because of the locations.
Yes.
I would agree with this. Some are very intense. Some are media intense. Lance, you're on the air.
Hey, a hearty good morning to one and all. Why, anyway, when we think about the climate change and everything, well, they change so often. I mean, the people who espouse it. For instance, now we're not supposed to read things, but this says it pretty quickly, okay? As they review the bizarre and unpredictable weather pattern of the past several years, a growing number of scientists are beginning to suspect that many seemingly contradictory meteorological fluctuations are actually part of a global climatic upheaval. However widely the weather varies from place to place and time to time, a meteorologist taking average temperatures around the globe, they find that the atmosphere has been growing gradually cooler for the past three decades. The trend shows no indication of reversing. Climatological Cassandras are beginningly increasingly apprehensive for the weather aberrations they are studying may be the harbinger of another ice age.
Yeah, so
that was in 1974.
Yeah, I was going to say that's late 60s, early 70s. I believe Newsweek or Time ran with that on their front cover at some point.
Yeah, they showed the Earth ice cover. Remember
well,
that?
Yes, I would say this. Look at the follow the money. Look at the money involved in this. Look at Al Gore's bank account that I think when he left, he was worth maybe $10 to $15 million. Now he's worth over 100. But also follow the terms. Words do mean something. Follow the terms. It was global warming for a long time. Then it was climate so-and-so, then it's climate change now. So follow how they're selling this, and also follow organizations. Follow organizations like United Nations, the EU, and China and India are, jump all over the U.S., jump all over the U.S., because then it covers for us. Chris?
Science is wrong once in a while, right?
Yeah, right. And I think they're wrong then. They're probably
COVID.
Wrong now. We don't know if they're right or wrong, right?
Don't question Fauci.
All right. Well, also, well, this is one from, 2004. A secret report suppressed by the U.S. And this ran in The Guardian, okay? So this was no, off-the-wall publication. A secret report suppressed by the U.S. defense chiefs and obtained by The Guardian warns that major European cities will be sunk beneath rising seas as Britain is plunged into a Siberian climate by the year 2020? Wow! Huh? Yeah. You remember the first Earth Day? I would really like to hear the speeches that I heard then, while they told us we weren't going to be able to grow corn north of the Mason-Dixon after the year 2000. So you understand why you have skeptics out there? I mean, they're demonstrably unreliable.
They were occasionally, yes.
Occasionally, yeah, right. Okay. Well, how do we know that they're not wrong now, then?
Yeah, one of the things, too, and I'm going to read this again because I try to bring this out and look at this, and I don't want to say daily, but a gentleman named Milton Friedman made the statement, one of the great mistakes is to judge policies and programs by their intentions rather than their results. And if you look at that, you know, people have good intentions. You know, they want to feed the world. They want to, you know, hug everybody, make everybody feel good. But then in reality, the implementation, that's impossible. So, but going back, Chris, what you said earlier, when you say climate deniers, so if somebody questions climate information, they're all of a sudden they're labeled a denier, and particularly on the media, and again, social media, which is the sewage. It's not even sanitary sewer. It's the sewage of media, if you want to include
social media.
And it's
where Trump lives, right, in the sewer.
Well, where a lot of folks live, I don't know. I think if Trump is there, he might be in the sanitary sewer, maybe the storm sewer. But anyway, no, Lance, your point is, how do you question, what's the credibility? And again, what's the credibility of the UN Council on Climate? Where's the EU at? China, India, you look at what's going on in Africa. But part of it is follow the money and what policies can hurt your enemies, meaning that when capitalist enemies, meaning what can bring the United States to its knees, but what can promote us?
Well, you
can look at the conspiracy
that
way.
'74 by some real concrete data. I mean, telltale signs are everywhere, from the unsuspected persistence and thickness of pack ice in the waters around Iceland to the southward migration of warmth-loving creatures like the armadillo from the Midwest. Now, here, this is concrete. Since the 1940s, the mean global temperature has dropped about 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit. That is a fact, and the fact the ice was thickening, right? Right?
Well, then the question would be, have we increased 2.7 since 1974? And if we haven't, then we're somewhat temperature neutral.
Well, I think the average high temperature over the last 7 years, six of them are higher than has been recorded.
Then, when that point to the Earth changes, like with the cooling and then the warming, right?
Yeah, well, and that's the whole part, is that in different parts of the world, cool and change it, and look at El Nino or El Nino or El Chapo. Look at whatever current's coming into the West Coast.
And look at the percentage of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere.
Carbon dioxide's not totally bad. Carbon dioxide does make plants and animals, plants and
trees. I didn't say it was totally bad, but the increase has followed these high temperatures of late.
Yep. Lance, appreciate the call. Go ahead, finish up.
Those huge greenhouses outside of Sealands Grove, they maintain a high carbon in the atmosphere there.
Yeah, for the internal growth, to increase the growth. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's almost like as animals, unfortunately, it's almost like steroids to increase the animals, so you increase the carbon dioxide, you increase the growth chain of your plants. But Lance, appreciate it. We're going to take a break. Appreciate the call, and call in next week, and Mark and Joe, and you can discuss this. Chris, on the part of, though, who determines which science gets out? And the problem I have with that is that you've had a number of scientists question things, and they end up getting blackballed or get their money pulled away from the organizations that are funding this.
Well, I'd look at what evidence they're using, and whether
peer review,
not all peer reviews are equal, but some are better than others.
No, but if you're getting paid this amount from this organization, I write an article and it's not in the best interest, you might say, well, I'm not going to give you an A on that, even though it's substantially correct. I'm going to give you a C, so I keep getting my money from my group. fair?
Well, if you think science works that way, you're welcome to think that.
I don't think it. I believe there's large percentage that it does work that way. But you're listening to On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Broadcasting Company. Join us at On the Mark at WK.com. That's an email, or 570-743-9565. You're listening to WKOK. Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Ben Reichle. Across from me, Chris Schell. Chris is better known as Chris from Milton. And this is usually the time, well, maybe about 5 minutes from now, usually call in and then give us the fact checks of the show. But we have an excellent caller on the line, real, real good emailer, and from a state that, actually from a republic. Now, Chris, you realize there's 45 states, 4 commonwealths, and 1 republic. And the republic is Texas. And you can sing the song, "The Eyes of Texas Are Upon You," as they do at the UT
it's
football games.
It's too hot to go outdoors today.
It's hot in Texas, but it's always hot, and everything's big in Texas. And I have fond memories of Texas. Larry, enlighten us. Are you Harris County?
I'm just south of Harris County. I'm down by your favorite little town down here, Sugarland.
Oh, Sugarland. Oh, gosh. Who was that greatest high school football player? Ken. Oh, gosh. I can't think of his name now. Sugarland Express.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Great thing. Okay. So you're south of Harris. Harris County, folks, is Houston. So Larry's out of the insaneness of Harris County, which, Larry, Harris County used to be a great place, and then all of a sudden it went somewhere. But enlighten us on what is going on in Texas besides the heat.
Well, I just wanted to call and compliment you guys. I was real concerned of where the show might go today. One of the things probably has never been brought up is I have also, in addition to all of my business and activity here politically in Texas, I was an on-air personality for 28 years, and I also produced talk shows. And I got to tell you, today's show is one of the finest I've heard many a day. And, Chris, you need to bring this kind of thinking every time you call. It's just good. There's none of the mockery. There's none of that. You have brought to me the kind of person I could vote for if I didn't have a good Republican Party person.
Larry, I am very... I'm very surprised, and I didn't expect a compliment from you. And
Larry,
thank you very
Larry,
much.
I'm handing him the tissues right now. I mean, he's tearing up.
Well,
I didn't think I was going to get
I'll
emotional
tell you what,
today.
As you said, Ben, I live down here. Our county was as red as it'll ever be, and it's now blue. And I told my wife when it was going purple, I said, we got into a disaster, and we are. The city of Houston and Harris County both are critically. We have it's so bad that we are now considered some of the worst cities as far as treating people right. You know, the firemen finally had to sue the city to get their paychecks.
Good boy.
We're just talking about, you know, whether it's blue or red, right is right and people are people. And I think that's what Chris brought to the show today, is a sense of, you know, I enjoy learning things today. Sometimes when there's bickering and all of that, I leave the show on, but I go do something else. But today, I have not left this. And, guys, I just wanted to compliment you. It's just one of those things that needs to be done.
Well, Larry, appreciate that, and I just lost it. My favorite Texas breakfast, Ranchos. I'm looking right at it though, since it's still somewhat breakfast time down your way before 9 o'clock. But
I'm getting ready right now to have 2 breakfast tacos.
Excellent. And one thing people don't realize is a taco can be breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So
that's exactly
Larry,
right.
Appreciate the
call.
That's
why you make a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, like I said, Chris is Chris is still a little tearing up there a little bit, but appreciate your emails and the information you send up from Texas, because for our area, folks just don't understand what the border crisis means. But
this crisis is I've had the same lawn man for 20-some years, and he's being forced out of business and his employees because we have migrants here now that are 4 of them, 5 of them in a car, with a lawnmower and a weed eater. No. And they charge $10.
Yep. And remember, too, Katrina sent a lot of folks from Louisiana over to Harris County, and I don't think it's recovered yet.
No, no. So, guys, I don't want to hold you up.
Thanks, Larry.
Wanted to make sure you knew how much I appreciated the show today. Chris, keep up the good work.
Yeah, and they just brought in extra $50 for you, Chris, right there on the paycheck today.
Well, I did want to make one fact check, since you said it was my normal fact check time.
Yeah. Well, it's 1 minute from now, but that's okay.
The rapper Kodak Black
was pardoned or commuted by Donald Trump.
Yes. And he did get sentenced to 4 years for the same crimes that Hunter Biden committed. However, he had a series of arrests for assault and battery. Actually, it was an arrest for rape that was pled down to assault and battery. And he's been arrested almost every year since middle school, it seemed like, if you go and read the Wikipedia list of his arrests and convictions at various times.
Unfortunately, he's consistent.
So, and he managed to get shot after he was pardoned at a concert after he was pardoned by Trump, but I don't think he was doing any shooting.
No, but I guess his lyrics did not appeal to somebody.
I think it was just at the concert, performing.
Boy, I like to go to a rap concert. Nothing better than going to a rap concert and coming back with lead in your backside or wherever that might be. You're listening to On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Join us with an email, onthemark@wkok.com, or call us at 570-743-9565. Again, the Sunbury Motor Company, located on 4th Street, where you can buy Fords, you can buy Hyundais, you can buy trucks, you can buy used vehicles. See Jeff Clock in there. You can get service, you can get detailed, you can get the whole ball of wax. See Jeff Clock, and he'll put you in the right direction, put you with a salesperson. Or 1115, the Kia dealership, see Austin, they'll take care of you. Austin can change a tire, Chris, faster than any human being I've seen, except on a NASCAR or a Formula One or an Indy pit stops. But other than that, he's the fastest tire changer on the strip and a genuinely good guy. Will improve his golf game a little bit this year after a couple tournaments. But see Austin over there. And if you drive a car, you test drive a car and you buy it, you get a coupon to have lunch at Penn's Tavern or the Sunbury Sub Shop. So see Jeff Clock, and you have that 48-hour window. Once you test drive, if you buy within 48, you get that coupon, and I would recommend either place. Great to sit in the deck at Penn's Tavern, or the atmosphere of the Sunbury Sub Shop is traditional, I believe 60 years in business, so they must be doing something right. You're listening to On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Six and a half minutes, Chris. You made it through okay. Larry G. gave you two thumbs up. So as we are on the mark, I am Ben Reichley. Across from me, Chris Schell, and his initial, your virgin voyage here on the mark. We got a couple things to work out, but hopefully we'll have you back. One thing I would say to all you folks out there, a special day. You know what today is, Chris?
Well, I know that it's the year anniversary of the Supreme Court decision on Roe versus Wade.
Yeah, we'll get a little uplifting. It's not ice cream day. It's not milkshake day. But it's let it go day. Whatever it is that's eating you up inside, just let it go. It ain't worth losing sleep over. London College study in 2020 found that hoarding negative thoughts can harm your brain and even increase your risk of dementia. And I'll add to this, even make you an unhappy person. And you know what the sad thing about that is? I know some people, unfortunately, you can't drink yourself happy. So it's let it go day. Now,
what if you drink till you're unconscious? Is that kind of sleep?
Well, I would say then you're neutral. But as we talked about, though, you can walk in the desert after a little natural medicine and you can enjoy life. So let it go day, folks. Let it go. We do have a caller coming up. We'll finish up with that as soon as we get Joe needs one more minute, I guess, with some tacos.
Ben, you described what tacos could be, right? The multiple uses, but you didn't mention that they can be Latinos, according to Jill Biden, right?
Yeah, I guess she referred to as I think she referred to the people making breakfast tacos, and she got her words a little. Let's see, unorganized, and it came out sort of as describing Latinos as tacos. Okay. So that was a, but also too. Let's look at this. Latinos is a broad brush. Latino, like if you call a Cuban a Latino, they look at you sideways. Chilean a Latino, they look at you sideways. A Spaniard a Latino, they look at you sideways. So when using the word Latino to describe somebody, you know, it's such a broad brush. But yeah, Jill did not. She wasn't quite Dr. Jill when she made those comments.
Right, so your analysis of her mix-up, such as maybe it rubbed off from Joe, that she might have had too much time close to Joe that day, that she got her words mixed
well,
up.
Well, she was traveling.
Something like that can rub off. Go ahead.
She was traveling by herself. I believe she was either, I don't think she was in San Angelo, but I she was in San Antonio, I believe. And I don't believe Joe was with her.
That part I didn't remember.
Yeah,
sure.
So.
Okay. Thanks for filling in some of the gaps, but...
Okay.
Yeah, I know some of the Latino, or when they call them Latinx, which I don't. That was part of the headline, that it was Latino.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not sure what a Latinx is, but we'll...
Latinx. Latinx.
Okay, Latinx. Latinx sounds like a salsa band to me. I don't know. My mother was a salsa dancer and won some awards here and there. But on the other hand, we did talk about tacos, and I want to throw this out. Is there a sandwich shop in this area, Chris, that would take their subs? It can be somebody's sub shop. It can be these other shops. Somebody make me an Italian taco. I think that would sell, don't you?
Italian
soft
taco.
Shell Italian
well,
taco.
They have some... what are those things they do have that's wrapped in dough?
Strombolis?
Yeah, strombolis okay. And the ham one.
Give me an Italian taco. I want to patent. You can't patent this, copyright, do that. The Italian taco. I think it would go.
Could we weave spaghetti together, maybe.
Yeah, we could. I think we're on to something. We'll come and maybe we can find a place that will let us test this, and we'll do this. Chris, we got a minute left. Your final thoughts, your first day sitting in that seat, a little different?
I was on as a guest once on the Mark many years ago, in the early days. They wanted to dissect the liberal, I think.
Oh, did they?
And
really?
I got elected.
That wasn't
or
like...
Or selected.
That wasn't like biology...
Or neglected.
Yeah, both. It wasn't like biology class where you dissected frogs. But
yep.
Anyway, so you're probably on with Sam Mitchell?
No. It was with Mark.
Okay.
Me and Mark.
Well, folks, again, On the Mark brought to you by Sunbury Motor Company. If you need transportation, get down. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate the callers. Appreciate a couple emails. And Larry G., you made Chris's day. Chris is going to go and celebrate. Enjoy your weekend, folks. You're listening to On the Mark, WKOK, Sunbury.
Tacos and beer celebration. Chicken in every pot and pot with every chicken.
An Italian taco.